Today on Castle Country Focus, I'm your host, Dylan Fielding, and I'm talking with Ammon Sorensen, a clinical mental health counselor. We are discussing mental health, the factors that go into keeping somebody mentally strong. Thank you, Ammon, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Okay, so how do we stay mentally healthy?
Mental health and developing mental health, like positive mental health, kind of an individual question. So generally speaking, I don't do grand big statements to say if you do this one trick, you'll be a healthy person.
There's no silver bullet.
Unfortunately, there's no silver bullet to it. Most of the time, when I have an individual come into my office, you know, it's very personalized. What is it that they're struggling with in the first place? And so what do we need to work on? So one of the things that I would say that can be generalized is that if you want to be a mentally healthy individual, if you want to have a positive state of mind and feel good, is to build resiliency. And resiliency is the idea that I can handle and manage my problems in life. Individuals who develop resiliency tend to do much better overall and have overall higher levels of life satisfaction because they're able, when faced with problems, difficulties, challenges, they're able to respond to them and have this belief and this idea that I can deal with these things.
It's really a positive attitude. Is that right?
It's a positive attitude, but it's a self-affirming attitude. Number one, it's the idea that I can manage my life. If I have the idea and the self-affirmation that I am able to manage the problems in my life, then when those problems come to me, I don't feel quite so overwhelmed. I don't feel quite so overpowered by those problems.
And so what tools do you need to have that self-affirmation?
That's a great question. So what would I need to do in order to build that self-affirmation? One of the problems that people struggle with is their belief system about themselves. If my belief is that I fail or I'm a bad person, that's going to influence the way that I approach problems. So if I come from a position of I'm a failure and the problem comes my way, then the perspective that I take on that problem is going to be one of I'm gonna fail at this. I'm not gonna be able to succeed here. Our belief systems and challenging those belief systems and building up positive belief systems where we say to ourselves, look, I have worth, I have value, I can succeed, and I can manage my problems, and to change those fundamental beliefs about ourselves from essentially I am a bad person to I am a person of worth and value makes a huge difference. One of the things that I see that people who succeed and do very well in treatment are individuals who are able to do just that. They alter that belief about themselves to one of, I have value, I have worth.
Now, that's almost approaching, in many ways, what religion seems to offer people. Is that right?
Well, it does, but it doesn't have to be done necessarily in a religious manner. So for a lot of individuals, they can find that in a religious setting, but it doesn't necessitate a religious setting in order to do that. Value and worth and developing worth, and you know, most of my clients don't come from that perspective, and so they want to be able to do this in a secular manner, which we can do. Because value and worth are something that any individual can develop regardless of the perspective they come from. I have value and I have worth are statements that don't require external validation, right? They don't require anyone to externally validate those. If you believe that you have value and worth, you can internally validate that statement without anyone else coming to you and saying, yes, that's true.
You are listening to Castle Country Focus with your host, Dylan Fielding. So family members and heritage, you know, what my mom and dad told me when I'm growing up, that's a factor, but it's certainly something that can be overcome.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's some really fascinating studies, particularly the ACE study, that indicate the impact of family and environmental factors in terms of overall mental health and well-being. However, if these were determinative in that they absolutely said that if you have these things happen to you, you are basically doomed to a life of misery and failure, I would be out of a job pretty rapidly because there would be nothing that I could do as a therapist to help people overcome those very factors that they come to me to work through. They influence. They don't necessarily determine outcomes for individuals, both positive and negative, right? Both positive factors and negative factors don't necessarily determine the outcome. They influence outcomes. But one of the things that I really emphasize is autonomy of the individual, that we get to choose. We have the choice of how we respond to those factors. And particularly as we become into our adolescence and adults, where we can think a little more abstractly, we have that choice, and we have to emphasize that individual autonomy, that you can choose how you respond to the factors that may influence your life.
Are there times with an individual that you have a broken leg, there is something that is physically or mentally broken, mm-hmm. that needs repair or that needs medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a legitimate analogy?
Well, yeah. I would say one of the things that actually interferes with people seeking help when they are having mental health problems is that they perceive them differently than they perceive medical problems. And what I would encourage individuals to do who are experiencing things like depression or other mental health conditions is to change that perspective, that it is, and everyone who's surrounding, family members, friends, that perspective is that what we need to have is that this is a medical issue, that this is a medical problem. This is not a problem of weakness, moral failing, failure of character, that these are medical issues that with proper treatment and support, an individual can overcome, and they do frequently overcome with appropriate interventions. And one of the things that we really emphasize, particularly at Four Corners, is our evidence-based interventions, that we want to use the best evidence-based interventions possible.
Evidence-based, what does that mean?
It means that there's science backing them.
Okay.
That we have studies that show that these work. And that they work at a significantly high level, because we don't want to be offering interventions for mental health conditions that are just sort of like, well, we kind of think this might work, but we don't know. So we're going to go with our best guess. We want to offer interventions that are that have backing, that have studies and research done to show that they will work. And so we have a real emphasis on that at Four Corners.
All right. If I'm struggling with this, with whatever mental difficulty that I'm going through, mm-hmm. how do I reach out and get help? Who do I call? What do I do that way?
Well, you can always call Four Corners here in Emory County, Carbon County, or Grand County. We're always available. In fact, we have Crisis Line available 24/7 as well. So if you're in crisis, a mental health crisis, we absolutely have somebody available for you at any time.
Do you know that? What's that number?
So it depends on the county. So each county, what you do is you contact the sheriff's dispatch. And contacting the sheriff's dispatch, let them know that you would like to speak with a mental health counselor. And they'll contact the mental health on-call counselor, and then they'll contact you subsequently. So it depends on each county has their own number, and that's just the county sheriff dispatch.
So there is help when you're struggling with mental health issues, depression, anxiety.
Absolutely.
Things like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Not only help, but there's very excellent interventions that we use, a lot of backing and studies and research to show that they help and that they support positive, healthy well-being.
Well, Ammon, thank you. Ammon Sorensen, our clinical mental health counselor, and the help that you have given us on Castle Country Focus in understanding a little bit better our mental struggles and issues. Thank you.
Thank you.